aware at the time that there might have been some dissatisfaction with nurse training, that it wasn't really...
There was starting to be rumbles.
Yes.
I was aware that that I think... I can't remember her name, had come out and to New Zealand around the time we started training. Was somebody... Was it Alan or someone like that who'd come out and said that eventually it would be a good idea if nurse training should be done through universities.
Yeah.
And that was the first I was aware of it, but it didn't cross my mind really.
No.
I was aware that there was a different system in the States.
Yeah.
But other, and if you were going to, if you got the opportunity to go to the States, you'd have, there would be difficulties getting in there. But everywhere else, sort of in Commonwealth countries, it was a similar state to us in terms of how they, that we were
most of your learning
trained,
on the job.
Yeah, hospital trained nurses.
Yeah.
And then it was around the time I was just registered and going off to England that the Carpenter Report came out.
Okay.
That was 1970, I think.
Yeah.
Which really brought it into focus that there needed to be significant changes within nursing and how they were going to train nurses to best meet the needs of the population, really. That's what it came down to.